Chapter 5 The Strange Telegram. The soldiers also saw the creature and started shooting. Some of them went after it, the others came towards me.
"He's here!"
they shouted, and then two or three soldiers approached me and got down from their horses.
"Is he alive?"
one of the soldiers asked. Another one came next to me and put his hand on my chest.
"Yes, his heart is healthy," he said.
He took a small bottle from his pocket, and he put a little cognac in my mouth, then a little more. The warm cognac made me feel stronger. A few minutes later, the other soldiers approached us.
"What was it?"
the soldier next to me asked. He was an officer.
"It was a vampire, sir,"
another soldier answered.
"It disappeared into the cemetery. We didn't follow it there. It's Walpurgis night."
"Well, we came out here on this dangerous night, and we'll get 100 pieces of gold because of it," the officer said. "Let's take this poor man and leave this terrible place. He's lucky. We got here in time. The skin on his neck isn't broken, and there aren't any teeth marks. He'll live. Not like the others."
Then the soldiers got on their horses. The officer helped me to sit on his horse too, and we went back to Munich together. I don't remember much of the journey because I probably fell asleep again. The soldiers took me to my hotel, and Herr Delbruck was there waiting for me. "Why did the soldiers come looking for me?" I asked Herr Delbruck after a time.
"I sent them," he answered. "I was worried when Johann returned without you. The local police officer is my friend, so I asked him to send some soldiers to look for you. But there was another thing," he continued. "This morning, after you left the hotel with Johann, I received a strange telegram. I don't know where it came from. Here it is."
He took a telegram from his pocket and gave it to me. I took it and read it. "Dear Herr Delbruck, Daniel Summerstone is under my special protection. Please take care of him. He's English and he likes adventure, but strange things happen in this country, especially on Walpurgis night. Help him. He's in danger. If you care about his safety, you must act immediately. Yours, Count Dracula." I felt I was going to faint again. It was all so strange. Who was this mysterious Count Dracula? How does he know me? I asked myself. An unknown force protected me in the forest, but where did it come from? Was that Count Dracula? And will it return? I never received an answer. A few days later, I returned to England, but I didn't tell anybody about the story of Walpurgis Night. It's still a mystery to me, and I can't explain it. Can you?